Thank you, Damien. A big rig crash east of Bridgeville has blocked Route 36, impeding traffic there at least through tomorrow. The California Highway Patrol is on scene and saying that the accident happened at 9:30 this morning. This is at mile 37 on Highway 36. Police say they're trying to ensure emergency traffic on both sides of the accident. The rig became disabled when a wheel left the pavement. Otherwise, there were no reports of injuries. The Highway Patrol said it is aware that Route 36 will be important this 4th of July weekend, and they're trying to make sure the roadway is clear in time for the holiday. An Arcata man has been airlifted for medical treatment following an accident with illegal fireworks. On patrol, two Humboldt County deputies heard sounds of large-grade fireworks being detonated on Hideaway Court in McKinleyville. Other witnesses were already calling 911 about the explosions, and when the authorities arrived, they found one man who'd been injured by an exploding device. Authorities say the device exploded prematurely and injured the 26-year-old Arcata man as he was airlifted to a hospital out of the area because of the severity of his injuries. He and the owner of the property are facing misdemeanor charges because of the incident, but authorities are reminding all of us of the dangers of illegal fireworks. The California Highway Patrol is again reminding us that it's stepping up its enforcement this holiday weekend. Its maximum enforcement begins July 3rd, tomorrow. Officers are looking for people who may not be wearing their seatbelts or who are driving under the influence, and every available person is on patrol for the CHP. They're also looking for speeding violations. During this weekend last year, 56 people died on California highways, and among those who died, 70% were not wearing seatbelts. The CHP also made 1,500 arrests last year during this weekend for operating under the influence of drugs or alcohol. And if you live in Curry County in Oregon or Del Norte County in California, there is a chance to celebrate thanks to the Veterans of Foreign Wars. The Veterans of Foreign Wars of Gold Beach are saying they have enough money for their 4th of July fireworks show. They are saying they have collected enough money, $16,000, to finance the show in Brookings Harbor. And if you live that way, you also have to be careful about where you spend your time near the water. Beachcombing is fair game, but swimmers are being discouraged from swimming at Mill and Harris beaches in Brookings because of bacterial contamination. Health officials are saying that those two beaches have been tested for E. coli bacteria, and the water is unhealthy and can make you sick. It's common during times of rainfall, and there was some rainfall last week. You're listening to KINS News. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the shopping show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next shopping show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. We've been looking at crime in our community and what we as citizens can do about it. Chief Andrew Mills said our problems are not unique. Our community is suffering from an influx of the transient population, something you can see simply by driving through downtown. Mills said we as citizens can do some simple things that'll help address the transient problem. Sometimes the message boils down to a few simple words.
People have to stop giving cash to the panhandlers. That cash goes directly to drugs. There's not one person who's starving to death in Humboldt County. There are a lot of places that you can go and get food, all the way from Betty Chin to the food pantries, from Salvation Army to the Rescue Mission.
Mills said there are plenty of things you could do with the money that you give in donations. You can give directly to agencies helping the homeless. He said it's a matter of self-control.
And to people like that. Give it to Betty Chin. Give it to St. Vincent de Paul. Give it to the Rescue Mission. Give it to anybody. But don't give it directly to the homeless. You're just enabling.
Mills said community leaders have a plan to deal with the other issues, and we will see it by the end of the year. And that's the news for KINS News and Information. I'm Dave Silverbrand.